Let's go up to our ring announcer.
The following podcast is scheduled for one episode and is our vantage point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast.
Outside, we couldn't see it from our vantage point.
Wrestling fans, and welcome to our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast. This is episode number 25, and it is Monday, the day after WrestleMania, April 3rd, 2017. I am Joe Murata. This is Mr. Michael Quinn. How you doing, Quinn?
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. Quinn, WrestleMania just happened.
Holy shit.
Exactly. And we are here, folks, to talk to you about what we thought of that. We're breaking protocol a little bit this time around. We'll have your retro fix next week again. Don't worry about it. We'll be back.
I think nobody wants to hear about that this week.
I think in this, you know, let's just be honest here. We would be competing with the present right now.
Yeah.
And it's probably not the best idea. So no. We're going to capitalize on that. We're just going to talk about what transpires at WrestleMania. We are joined, Quinn, with a very special guest who we're going to get to in 1 second here. But before we do that, can you please tell the folks where they can find us?
Well, they can find us on the iTunes, mm-hmm. where they can leave a review if there's anything, you know, they want to leave and let people know that we exist.
Yeah.
Help us out.
OVP exists.
You can do that. So on iTunes, you can reach us on Google Play Music, Stitcher,
mm-hmm.
FM.player.
Who cares?
Yeah. Blueberry.
Yeah, Blueberry.
All
great.
That nonsense. Tune in.
Yeah, tune in.
We're on everything.
We're on everything. Quinn, did you actually catch this on iTunes? We got another review that says review WCW Thunder.
Yeah, that's going to have to
we're
happen
have to
now.
Do it
we
now.
Did say two, right?
We said, yeah,
yeah,
we said we would.
Two?
So we're going to have to review something relating to WCW Thunder.
Who knows?
There's I don't
a
know.
Lot of Thunder
there's
products
the video
out there.
Game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things.
So we'll see.
You think we should introduce our guest here?
Yeah, I think it's time.
We have an in-studio guest this time around.
Here he
and
is.
And he is a friend of the show and a longtime personal friend of both of ours. He's a great man. Donnie Rizzo. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, no problem. We are here, folks, to talk to you about this current WrestleMania, and Donnie is going to lend his unique insight and opinion into this.
Yeah, I'm a big wrestling fan, but I don't know as much as you guys do.
That's the best part of this.
That's why we want the casual. We want everyone's view, not but just us stupid wrestling nerds, you know?
Yeah, I do feel like I saw this WrestleMania before, though.
So oh, you probably did.
The little bit I know, I feel like it's deja vu.
Why is that? The Undertaker have anything to do with that?
The Undertaker has a little bit to do with that.
Yeah.
I think I told you today earlier that he would be somebody that I'd hold a door for at a Target because I wasn't sure if he could make it through the door, yet he's fighting a beast.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a little odd, and you know,
yes,
I
it
don't
is.
Know.
I think, but we'll have to get to that later. In
we
the show,
will get to that because, folks, we are actually watching this soon.
Yes.
This is a very interesting way we're recording this. WrestleMania hasn't happened yet as we speak.
We paused at about 9 minute countdown, I want to say.
So what we're going to do is we're going to interject ourselves into this podcast after every hour or so and give our live thoughts on what we have just seen. But dude, I want to run a few things down before we do that. Donnie, what do you think of this Goldberg-Lesnar match that we're going to see?
I don't think much of it. I'm going to try to go into this unbiased and not grumpy. But it just I don't
like all of us.
I don't see the outcome where I'm like, yeah, that's great. I love Gold. You know, Goldberg was great. I don't remember the exact year, maybe 98 or 97.
That's about right.
I remember I had a Goldberg shirt and I was really excited. But this is like 25 or something years later. I mean,
he is 50.
He could be like my VP at my company or something. And he's wrestling like this like it's just silly to me. It's a very silly thing, and the outcome will be that one of these guys who wrestle once every, you know, 3 years is now going to be
the champion.
I don't know, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and we got more old people to come, like The Undertaker fighting Roman Reigns.
That'll be great. One thing... It'll be great.
What do you mean it'll be great?
I was being facetious.
Okay.
Quinn, did you want to run down the pre-show you mentioned real quick?
Yeah, so I was the only one to endure the 2 additional hours of this crap tonight.
I poked in and out of it.
Yeah. So I picked up the WrestleMania kickoff show with hosted by Renee Young.
Renee Youngs.
With her new long hair.
Her new fake long hair.
The Booker T.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. Sometimes by Lita.
really a leader
appeared. Yeah, she popped in to talk about the ladies.
She just shows up to do that now.
Jerry the King, who apparently isn't good enough anymore to be on the regular
show. His voice, though, it sounds like a bag of rocks. Have you heard him talk? He's like, hey, I'm Jerry the King, Lawler.
If what I hope happens later and JR's around, I hope it's King with JR. But...
two guys with great voices.
Yeah. And E.A.U. himself, my favorite of all time, Shawn Michaels.
He looks more like Bret Michaels.
Yeah, Bret Michaels and his sparkly cowboy hat. And he was telling us about the matches.
I didn't hear him complete one sentence. He was like, you know, I think about Baron Corbin, but, you know,
right.
It's
but,
horrible.
You know, that's Sean now, so...
So what did we have? We had a cruiserweight match.
We had a cruiserweight match. This was actually probably the best match of the pre-show. It was Neville versus Austin Aries.
Yeah.
Austin Aries, first time at WrestleMania. Big deal for him.
It is. No, that's true.
We've seen him for years, and it was a big moment for him.
Remember
him
from the ROH days?
Yeah. Good back-and-forth match. You know, kind of technical with high flying, you know, typical cruiserweight stuff.
Sure.
I mean, I would say it was maybe 2 to 3 stars. It was a pretty good match. It ended with Austin Aries hit the last chancellery, as he calls it, his submission move.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, it is hard to say. And Neville poked his eyes, which he had a orbital socket injury or something before.
Yes, he did. That was
he sold
nasty.
It like he was dying or something. Well. And then Neville finished him off with the arrow, and that was that. So,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Probably the best match of the pre-show there. And then...
we had a wonderful Battle Royal, which I saw most of.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah, great.
That was something.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski was there.
That was the people in that were jobberific.
Now, can I just say something? Yeah. You know, back in the mid-90s, it was a huge deal when LT wrestled Lawrence Taylor. Now it's like you just come out of the fucking crowd and you can wrestle.
He wasn't even in the match.
So, he just comes in. No one stops
let's
him.
Let's get to this.
They're like, oh, it's Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, let's get to this. So this battle royal proceeds and, you know, all the big fat guys are thrown out and all this garbage. You had basically Mojo Rawley, Jinder Mahal, and like Damian Mandow. What's his name? Killian Dame, the big hairy guy
big
that everyone yells, shave your back at. So it's those three at the very end.
Yeah.
And then basically like Mojo goes through the second rope and Jinder follows him and they pick a fight with Rob Gronkowski.
Like, they're in the Attitude Era video game for a while, the way they're moving around.
They're like, ar. So then, you know, he throws his drink on Gronkowski and Gronkowski gets in the ring and does a football tackle.
And no one cares. No one tries to stop him.
By the
way, the thing that bothered me.
And also nobody cared because the crowd was like, wait, Mojo Rawley's going to win the Royal Rumble or whatever this is? What is it? Andre, I'm saying Austin.
The Steve Austin Battle Royal.
Steve Austin. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So
yes.
Basically Mojo wins.
Yes, Mojo wins.
With the help of Rob Gronkowski. And it's a WrestleMania moment, Maggle.
Who cares?
Yeah,
that's what I have
exactly.
to say about that. But then we had a match for the Intercontinental
Championship.
And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was. I was interested only because Dean Ambrose, this guy they've been marketing for, you know, two or three years now.
Yeah.
This big deal, and he's defending the Intercontinental title on a pre-show.
Against Wolf Shirt himself.
Yeah, Wolf Shirt Magoo, Baron Corbin.
And I thought Baron was winning. I was surprised.
I was surprised, too, because in the end, Dean won with the DDT. His
Dirty
move,
Deeds.
Dirty Deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Really, that match sucked, too.
That was a nothing match.
And I think, Donnie, you started filing in at that point. And you didn't really notice anything of worth there.
I was ordering chicken and broccoli at that time.
That's what you should have been doing because that match was nothing.
That's a chicken and broccoli match if there ever was one.
Right.
Let's be honest here. So that leaves us with WrestleMania to go. So folks, we're going to take a break and watch some of WrestleMania. And after we do that, we'll be back to talk to you about our thoughts. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, wrestling fans, to Our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast, talking about some current wrestling. As we said, it's WrestleMania, and we are about an hour into the show right now, so we're going to go over the first two matches. I guess before that, we had the national anthem, and Donnie, you had a problem with the dress that this young lady was wearing here.
Yes, I did.
What was your problem?
I just think the national anthem's a time for people to be... closed.
What was this girl's name again? Tisha? Tanisha?
I'm not going to pretend.
I saw like people like guys screaming like, yeah, during the national anthem. And that should never happen during the national anthem.
I thought that was disrespectful. Huh?
Yeah, just wear like a little, you know, if you want to look cute, wear like a sailor's outfit or something. Or,
this isn't the Navy.
It's just a little too much cleave going on.
A little too much cleave.
Well, they are near the water.
I like my national anthem sung by somebody with clothes on.
Orlando's not really near the water, Quinn.
No, it's but the, if you noticed Florida. When they panned above the arena, there's like a pond or something outside.
By that token, we're near the water, too. Yeah. We had a pond in our basement here in the studio,
folks. In the studio, yeah.
So anyway, so after the national anthem, the scandalous national anthem, according to Donnie, we move on to our host, Quinn. Who are they?
The New Day.
What do you think of that?
I thought that it was very appropriate for you to fast forward that because the buffer time that we got from doing the first part of this podcast gave us enough time to skip Super Saiyan Gohan New Day or whatever that guy's stupid hair was or whatever.
Yeah.
And samurai swords. And I'm like, what am I watching here?
From what we saw, they didn't say much. I mean,
they were just like, it's WrestleMania. We're the hosts and we're coming down the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
And what the hell is this crap?
Are they good on the mic? Like, are they're every time I hear them, I can't stand it. Like, I just can't stand what they do. I just can't stand their musical instruments, their dances.
It's all just gimmicks and nonsense.
But who are they for?
Like, children.
Is that really it?
Probably.
I don't know.
They're probably kids.
It's totally they wear the colorful tights and all the goofy unicorn crap. This is all stuff 9-year-olds like.
Well, some adults like it too.
Really though, I mean,
yes.
I think the New Day.
Not me, but
personally, I think the New Day have run their course, and that's why they're the hosts.
That's why they're hosting WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's nothing for these guys to do but stand around and goof around for 10 minutes at the beginning of WrestleMania.
That's exactly what they did. In fact, we only watched about half of it and fast forwarded. So.
It was like 10 minutes long.
Yeah, you know what else is 10 minutes long? The package for Shane versus AJ Styles.
Yeah,
That was a movie.
Yep.
That was good. I liked seeing that he was mad at his boss for 10 minutes. It's like he's the only one on the planet who's ever been mad at their boss.
Well,
it's like, I'm mad at my boss, so I'm going to beat him.
I feel like that's every WWE storyline is I'm mad at my boss.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and this is an awkward choice for an opener, I thought, but something has to open.
I guess they
choice.
Figured if Shane jumps off like the sky or wherever, because this is outside, that the crowd's going to be jacked up after that.
But he didn't jump off of the sky.
No, he didn't.
Jumped off of the turnbuckle.
He jumped off the turnbuckle. He also did a shooting star press, which was...
For
a 55-year-old man or whatever
46.
He is.
46.
That was fine.
It was fine. There's just an issue here with this. First of all, I have an issue. The ring announcer looks like Conan O'Brien. I don't know if you caught that.
I didn't catch that.
Fine with me. But no, Byron Saxon said this about AJ Styles. I don't know if either of you guys heard it. It really pissed me off. He's like, he won the title, but will he get his WrestleMania moment? Mm-hmm. And that's what's wrong with, you know, the way they portray things.
Isn't
these
the
days.
Title more important than a WrestleMania moment? Isn't that
think.
Your moment being the champion?
Yeah.
That's to be the greatest moment of your career is being the champion of all wrestling.
Yeah, but
so
no,
he was referring to the moment where he got to fight his 50-year-old boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be better than winning the
moment.
Title.
Yeah.
It's like, it's unbelievable. He looks like he could own a sandwich shop, that guy.
And
he
for
just,
Shane?
Yeah. He's just, it's like, it's,
he should
it's,
be Vinny McMahon.
It's laughable. Yeah. You want to put somebody over, but you have him fight his 50-year-old gray-haired boss.
And, right. And at that, a boss that was able to keep pace with him in wrestling and don't throw hands at him and all that. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Don't throw hands at him. Yeah, yeah. Like, Shane, what is he, a boxer? Like, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I did not like anything about that match.
I didn't either.
You guys gave a little credit to the little starfish flip he did, but I didn't like it at all.
Starfish.
The shooting star press.
In fact, Donnie, I think you compared it to if Don King fought Mike Tyson.
Yeah, and then Don King just beat his ass. And it was like, it's like, oh, yeah, that's normal. Like, this actually, boxers suck. Like, it's just like, we just do it for entertainment. Like, why do you make it? Like, I get that it's like wrestling and it's for fun and whatnot, but like, why do you just discredit AJ Styles, where just some 50-year-old guy just comes in the ring and he's like, oh, I can compete with him, like I'm decent.
Like, ask Vince McMahon, because he thinks that all his talent should look like absolute crap compared to old men.
It's true. I mean, that was difficult. It wasn't like the worst match I've ever seen.
No, it was.
By any means.
No, I agree.
Minimum.
But opening a WrestleMania?
What would
weird.
You star that? Like, I don't even know.
I
because
don't normally, but.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying, like, that's
two
one
and
of
a
those,
half?
Yeah, it's like, that's where I'm at with it. I'm like, is it 2.5 or like 3 because Shane kind of showed up, I guess?
I guess.
Like,
if I had to star it, yeah, 2.5 stars. Two,
yeah.
3 star. I don't know. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
But it, again, like Donnie said, it's an old non-wrestler fighting a very good wrestler.
Yeah, well, that was my point about it, was that I feel AJ's at the peak of his career. He's not in, he's in the prime, but he's like at the end of the prime, right?
The end, yes.
So it's like, he only has so many years, and you're gonna say, okay, you know, one of your years, you're gonna fight fucking Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, I don't like anything about it, and I don't understand why they open the show with that. Like, I could care so little about that, that, you know, I would've, if we weren't doing this, I would have fast forwarded it.
Right.
Probably yeah. went home and went to sleep and just stopped watching the show altogether.
It would. It doesn't it was, make you want to watch WrestleMania.
No, it's so silly. Yeah. It's just like, well, what are you doing?
I agree. I think the second match should have actually opened it, which was Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho. That was good.
Yes, it was.
That was our next match here. I will point out it's the second 46-year-old in a row at a WrestleMania,
right.
Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Jericho is much better than Shane McMahon.
Yes. Chris Jericho has, I've been saying he's on a career renaissance.
He is. But he better be good if they're going to pay him to wrestle.
Right, but he came back a couple years ago a little sloppy, but he's mm-hmm. kind of stepped it up, and I can tell he put a lot of input and his thoughts into putting this feud together in the first place.
And he did a good job.
Yeah, and he made Kevin Owens look good.
He did, and Donnie, what did you think of that?
I know it's a recurring theme for me, but I'm just kind of tired of the whole career renaissance thing. I feel like they just could, it could be the theme of this WrestleMania is just like old people fighting young people and mm-hmm. the it never ending. It's just like, it's yeah. a never ending cycle. Like,
yeah.
And it just kind of bothers me because it makes me care about the match less, but the match was really good.
It was.
I thought it was a good match and I enjoyed watching it. I just wish it was Kevin Owens was against somebody who I felt was
maybe
relevant in his age.
Yeah,
like
AJ Styles, perhaps.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of nice spots in there. Like, I liked the idea that you could tell, and finally Corey Graves addressed it, that they were countering each other's moves because
yes.
they were best friends, so they should know each other's stuff.
Storytelling 101.
And another, and I think the best version of that was when Kevin Owens went for the pop-up powerbomb mm-hmm. as his finisher, and Jericho turned into Codebreaker. That was pretty nice little touch there.
And then Owens broke the pin by putting his one finger on the ropes.
That was another
was
one.
A
that
great
was a nice touch.
Kevin
yeah.
Owens was awesome. Jericho
yeah.
was good. I'm not going to put Jericho down. He was good.
Yes.
And I, again, we don't do the star ratings normally, but for the sake of it, I'm going to go like 3.5 on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm with you on the 3.5. I mean, if you were gracious, maybe 3 3/4, but
yeah,
whatever.
Not an all-time classic, not a 4-star match probably, but it was
suitable for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I liked how it ended.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a great
good ending. The
ending.
The powerbomb to the ring apron.
Yes, I like that they actually, instead of trying to go for some flashy ending, it was like, no, I powerbombed you on the hardest part of the ring. My
mm-hmm.
move is the powerbomb,
mm-hmm.
so you should just lose. And
it
that's exactly
more.
What happened.
And it made sense.
Yeah.
Like, I like when things make sense,
right.
but it's just kind of, again, the opposite to everything else that goes on, where,
right.
where bosses lose to professional wrestlers.
That's a fair point. So that's where we've made it so far, folks, and we were going to obviously watch more of it, so we'll do that shortly. Before we do that, I want to point out something. Donnie is wearing a very appropriate shirt, a Royal Rumble shirt.
Yes, Royal Rumble for WrestleMania.
I just got it today at the,
yes, you
at
did.
The FYE.
Yeah, I was with
oh.
you.
Yeah. You got any Pocky while you were there?
No, I got the movie Logan on pre-order for
save.
$5 to save $6 on this shirt. I can
sure.
tell you about it later, but it was a whole Ponzi
deal.
Scheme. I
had
yeah.
It was a whole Ponzi yeah. scheme. You're definitely not ever going there to pick up that movie.
No, I'll never get that movie.
You just got it for the shirt.
Yeah.
yeah.
If well, the way it worked, I'll quickly explain.
Yes.
If you
please do.
The shirt was $21, which is too expensive for a Royal Rumble shirt on the day of WrestleMania.
Yes.
But it was $21 shirt. If you pre-order a movie, which you have to deposit $5 or put down $5 like a car,
right? Yeah.
They'll sell you the shirt for $10. So I got the shirt for $15, but I'm never going to come and pick up the movie.
That was all for the shirt.
It was all for the shirt. Yes. Unless you want Logan, you get $5 off.
Nah, I don't want Logan.
You didn't even choose the Blu-ray version. You chose a DVD version.
Because I figured if I was going to go pick it up, I would never pay more money for a Blu-ray version.
Yeah, that's true. What if they had it on VHS?
Yeah, I would have got that one. Yeah.
who's version. Watching DVDs in this? Like, you can just
Jimmy Allender.
We're watching the network on the internet. Like,
yeah. I know.
Like, and we can watch this movie on the internet. I don't know. And they're trying to give you WrestleMania like, shirt deals
like,
off that.
I feel like this WrestleMania we should be watching on VHS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I wish we could.
I wish we could, too. We could fast forward more easily. Yeah. So on that note, folks, we're going to watch more of this. We'll be back with our thoughts right after this. And welcome back, wrestling fans, to Our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast. We're talking about the current wrestling, though, for the last time, we promise.
Yeah.
After this, we go back to normal.
Yes, we do. Next week.
With a nice normal dose of the weekly retro wrestling talk. You know, we'll talk about your Goldust and your
Mark Henry or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, he's still current.
Yeah.
So, we have two more matches to talk about, gentlemen.
Another hour of WrestleMania.
Another hour of WrestleMania. We had the women's match.
Yes.
That was a thing.
Yeah, you know what? I like the match, but they didn't give him enough time.
They didn't give him enough time. It was Nia Jax, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, and Bayley, fatal four-way elimination style for the women's champion, Sha.
The Raw women's champion, Sha.
Donnie, what did you think about all that?
I thought that match was a good match, actually. Mm-hmm. I liked most of it. I didn't like how crazy they made that one girl look Rock's cousin or whatever.
Yeah, Nia
they
Jax.
Made her look at one point of the match. It was like a wildebeest with like hyenas attacking it. It was like, oh, this lady's so big we can't like move her, but it was like she wasn't that much bigger than anybody, so right. It looked a little ridiculous. And all three of them were like, you know, pulling out her ankles and stuff.
I get what they're doing, though. It's like they want to have like any other division, there's always somebody that's bigger than everybody else, so they want to have a monster and they're gonna act like she's a monster. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I guess so.
I think that's the idea. But she was the first to go out, which is funny.
She's
the big
been.
Monster. But yeah, so they all teamed up and basically they all pinned her together.
They all pinned her together. And then the next elimination was actually Charlotte eliminated Sasha.
Which was surprising because it was fast. And this is when I started to say to you guys, I was like, I don't think they gave them the proper amount of time.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, because the eliminations, they were all like... Like, they were just brief, like...
What was that, Quinn?
If you can hear that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eliminations were fast. Yeah. I thought the whole match was kind of rushed. It felt rushed.
Yes.
Even, I love the Bayley one. I like Bayley. I know some people don't. I like her. I like that she won with the Savage Elbow.
Yes.
And I like that she won, but it did kind of seem out of nowhere, no? I mean,
yeah, everything was out of nowhere.
It felt like they told them, listen, you have 10 minutes to do this, and number one, get Viscera out of the ring. Number two, get this girl out of the ring, and then just do something so we can end this match. And it just didn't
go
wrong.
It kind of ended abruptly, almost like the Kevin Owens-Jericho match, like almost like there's something going on where they're telling certain people, it's
probably.
Like, no, we don't want you to be on as long as... some of these other old men.
Yeah, speaking of old men.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next match here. So that was the another Fatal 4-Way?
Yes.
For the tag titles?
Well, it wasn't originally a Fatal 4-Way.
That's okay, you're right. It was actually a triple threat ladder match.
Right.
It was Anderson and Gallows.
Defending their tag titles.
They're defending their tag titles against Enzo and Cass, who, Donnie, you call them turds.
Yeah, I do not like them. I know people like them and their sayings like the one spoon, three spoons, nine spoons, breakfast. It was really bad.
I mean, they're basically the New Age Outlaws, which I know you like them,
not,
Donnie.
They're not basically the New Age Outlaws.
But it's the same thing. It's like, oh, you didn't know, and that, instead of you can't teach that. Like,
No, they're not.
No.
The one guy looks like... It's just ridiculous. It looks like a Frankenstein doll I used to have. The big, tall one, Cash or whatever. The little guy looks like he should be at a racetrack somewhere. And it's just horrible. I don't even like them as wrestlers.
Well, their gimmick is supposed to be from where we are.
Well, Staten Island, actually.
Yeah, but they also talk about the Jersey Shore a lot in promos.
Like I said, Staten Island.
Yeah, so...
I get it, but I think it doesn't go over well, and... I don't like the quality of their product. I don't think they're that good at wrestling.
Well, in the ring, they're not amazing.
They're really not.
So I don't
think they got charisma, though. Let's give them that. I want to say that much.
So did Hitler. I'm just saying.
I'm just somebody's got to defend here a little bit.
I mean, nobody has to.
I'm just saying there's a reason why they are where they are. Let's put it that way.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, and he sees somebody that's getting a crowd reaction, and that's why they're there.
That match didn't seem as rushed, though. It seemed like they gave it a little bit more time.
Well, there's a reason behind that, because then the third team came out, Cesaro.
Yeah, Cesaro and Sheamus, who, by the way, they had some awesome outfits on.
Yes.
Kilt suit
so
combo.
It was like, finally, after the year of teaming up, and, you know, Sheamus doesn't like Cesaro's thing, and Cesaro doesn't like Sheamus' thing, they're friends now, and so what are they going to do? They come out in suits, but it's a mix. Instead, it's the kilt with the suit.
Yep.
So now they both are the same, so that was kind of
done.
Yeah.
So then go ahead, Don.
Well, no, go ahead. Keep going.
So then we think that we're all set.
Yeah.
And of course, New Day storms out and they're like, oh, a fatal four-way match. Who do you think it's going to be? And they act like it's going to be them as the next team.
Right. But meanwhile, the entire crowd's going, delete.
Exactly. So, of course, it was the Hardys.
Right.
More and old people.
Yeah. And I think this, it only, the funny thing about this is I think it only makes sense for people who have been in the deepest, darkest corners of the internet watching this develop on the indie circuit and on TNA and like seeing this come to fruition, because I personally thought that this was just some BS dirt sheet rumor that they were going to come in as, because I mean, Matt Hardy was this broken Matt Hardy with the gray hair and everything, you know?
Yeah.
But I know you guys didn't like it that much.
Well, no, I think it's good for the fans if you know, I don't know everything about what goes on the internet, interwebs, MySpace, right. but I think it's stupid. I
mean, well, so, yeah. And
but I think other people might like it, but I personally am just like, they're doing, I mean, I don't know how much I could, you know, drive this point home, but I mean,
it just looks like old Hardys, right?
Yeah, and the matches are short because, you know, the Undertaker has to go to bed or something. It's like, it's what is going on with this thing? It's just like, oh, we got a big surprise for you.
I did feel that match got the time it deserved. It was just the right length.
It was the right length, I guess. It had some good spots.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was a great match or anything.
It was, you know what it was? It was one of those fun matches where everything's more serious. That was a lot of like just spotty, goofy, dumb, like, and stupid chanting the whole time.
I like the Sheamus and Cesaro thing where they were doing their moves together.
The swing and the
Cesaro was in the swing. Yeah. And Sheamus was just punching him over and over again. That was good.
I think it was a lighthearted match.
It was a lighthearted match.
Yeah.
They were barely in it though. And then they were. Of course they did their big spots and then they won the titles.
The right. Suntan bomb.
Suntan.
And I don't think that's going to go long. And I think that was more, a lot of that is, they have gotten a lot of criticism this year about how this isn't for the hardcore fan. I think they did a service to the hardcore fan with that match.
They did.
They did. I mean,
at the same time, casual people, like
casual
like,
people,
like
didn't
Donnie
know
knows who that is.
Yeah, yeah. Right, they know the Hardys.
Years ago.
Yeah, I'm the casual person.
But
yeah.
At the same time, as the casual person, you just see it as, what are these old Hardys doing there? And then you got all these fans in the on the other end. It's like, no, the Hardys have been awesome for like 2 years. They're cool, you know? Yeah. So it's like weird.
I mean, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, right? But if Emmitt Smith was our running back next year, I wouldn't like it.
Right, exactly.
I like Ezekiel Elliott. He's a great running back. Like, we did Emmitt Smith. 94, we were champions. It's excellent. But I don't understand. Like, I hear people cheering, so
yeah.
I must be missing it. But I disagree with everybody who's cheering. Well, I think it's so stupid.
I think you make a good point there, Donnie, is that that really was only for the hardcore. I think a lot of people at home probably didn't get what the hell was happening.
No,
if they're not following TNA and like Ring of Honor.
Got it. I just don't like to see people in their 40s winning matches these days over younger talent.
Yeah.
That's my main thing. Remember, like, Vince didn't like Cesaro because he was too Swiss?
Yeah.
But fuck it, it's okay if the Hardys come in and win stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It makes sense to me. And that's all.
What are they going to do from here? Are they going to just lose it on Raw? Or is this going to be like,
I don't think they're
going
to lose it right away. I think Vince is going to try to capitalize a little bit on this.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a buzz with this team right now.
A little bit.
And I know they're old. I get it. But I feel like this was I'll give it a pass to, it's an exception to the rule because there was a lot of good work done there for a long time.
Fair enough.
To get to where that was.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What happened. It's not.
And just the fucking tag titles. Yeah. Who cares?
Respectfully, totally disagree with you. 100%.
Well, folks, on that note, we're going to go watch another hour of WrestleMania and we'll be back to give you our thoughts back after this. Well, welcome back, wrestling fans, to our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast. You know, one thing you might have noticed about this episode, as opposed to some of the other ones, there's no post-production inserts on this one. There's no commercials in between everything, because we wanted to get this one up as soon as possible.
Yes.
I'll be honest, we're just capitalizing on the WrestleMania fever here.
Yeah, we know that, you know, you probably want to hear more about this the day after WrestleMania than Crush or, like, Yokozuna
or something.
Exactly. So.
But we will have more of that next Monday.
Right.
So be sure to check us out. So, folks, Quinn, Donnie, we have a couple of matches to talk about here and a little very special moment that happened. So it all started with this mixed tag match that I don't know if people cared about.
What a waste of John Cena.
Yeah,
huh?
John Cena.
John Cena getting up there and, you know, what are we going to do with him this year? He could face The Undertaker, but no.
No, let's not have him do that.
Yeah.
That would
John
make sense.
Cena is one of the best things that they have, right? He's
yeah.
still,
my
to
opinion,
me.
Yeah,
just,
absolutely.
And it's not even like just, he's like a good wrestler.
Yes,
he's
he
like
is.
A good personality.
Likeable
he's everything.
Guy.
And you're like, oh, I'll just put him in a shit match.
Yeah.
Like,
and it wasn't even a good mixed tag match.
No, it was very whatever. There's really nothing to say about it because it wasn't really about the match.
Right. And WrestleMania had two really good mixed tag matches in its history that I can think of. Savage and Sherry.
Yep.
Against Rhodes and Sapphire at mm-hmm. 6, and Sable and Mark Mero against
right.
Goldust and Luna at WrestleMania 14, and this doesn't come close to either of those.
No.
Not at all.
It's just a vehicle for something to happen that we'll talk about.
What was it that happened, Don, at the end of the match?
He got engaged, which was what everybody who was watching this show wanted to see. I couldn't wait. You know, I myself am a beer-drinking 250 pound gentleman that just couldn't wait to see these two beautiful lovebirds get engaged on my favorite wrestling show in the year. It's just a beautiful thing to see. Just what I wanted to see right in the middle of guys just beating the crap at each other was John Cena getting engaged, I guess real engaged to...
I guess. He said her real name, yeah. Stephanie Garcia.
Nicole Garcia, whatever it was.
Did he take the ring out of... I didn't catch it. Did he take it out of his sweaty tights, the ring?
Yes, he had it in his pocket. In his cargo pants.
His cargo pants
finally paid off here.
Yes. So he wrestled with it? He wrestled
with
the ring?
I guess he did, because one of his zipped up pockets. Yeah.
He's got 7,000 pockets on his pants all the time. So it all came through. That storyline gimmick. I guess it was, you know, 15 years of John Cena's career in the making.
Yeah, exactly.
The cargo pants came through.
This was his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
For the record, folks, Donnie is not 250 pounds.
And my wife watches that Bella's...
Total Bella's.
Bella's Babies. So yeah,
yeah, Bella or, Babies. Yeah.
Bella Babies.
Yeah.
And the whole... I remember... Well, my wife watches it, but I watch it with my wife sometimes, or I did. And the whole premise of one of them was she was like, I want to get engaged to you. He's like, I'll never get engaged to you. I hate you.
And, I think I remember that.
It was like this story that it made John Cena seem like the biggest prick in the planet. Because she's like, listen, I really love you. And he's like, you know what I told you about being married to you? It's never going to happen. You're not good enough for me. And so this really was a big payoff for everybody. I'm really excited for both of them. I wish them a lifetime of happiness.
Well, I guess now E has some extra footage now. They can put footage from WrestleMania on E.
Yes, they can. Yeah. I would like to mention that in the great WrestleMania tradition, we had a guest ring announcer, the great Al Roker.
Yeah, what? No, it was all like, I noticed that was only announced in the kickoff show. I never heard of that up until like today.
I miss Al Roker being fat.
Yeah, it was really weird because we got skinny Roker. Is that just because of the, I guess it's the connection of John Cena being on the Today Show. So it's like, here's one of his Today Show pals.
Yeah, that must be what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, the match sucked.
Yeah, The Miz was good. I mean, The Miz...
The crowd was very hostile towards this match, towards Cena and Nikki Bella in general.
I think because they knew. They knew what was going to... They knew why this was happening.
Yeah, it was just a silly thing to do in the middle of a wrestling show. Any wrestler. Raw, they should have done it on Raw. They should have did that on the Bella's Divas.
Yeah,
I know.
Why didn't they do that on E, right? You know, it's funny because the only person that would ever be able to get away with this is the Macho Man Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You told me to watch that one where... Macho Man went from being a heel to a face.
WrestleMania 7, yeah.
And
yeah.
I had tears in my eyes when I was watching it. And then, like, literally, I watched that 2 weeks ago because you told me to.
Yeah.
And I never saw it before.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is the best thing ever. And I was like, I didn't even get to see the build up to the story. I just saw the payoff and I was like, what a good guy. What a great girl. They're back together. I love this. This shit was like the antithesis of that.
Yeah.
It was like the opposite. Like, the way to do that horribly was in the middle of WrestleMania, just like shittily proposed to a girl who for years you've been telling, like, no, I'm never going to marry you.
It's almost like it wasn't bombastic enough. Like with the Macho Man, it's like Elizabeth and and then Sherry's involved and all this. There's wackiness and craziness. But this was just like, no, I'm just going to propose to my girlfriend like real life people propose to their, but I don't want to watch that in front of 70,000 people on WrestleMania. And John Cena, this is like his job. Like,
yeah,
this is the time when he's supposed to show up and do his job at the best.
He could have cared less about this matchup. Yeah. Come on.
That would have been the best heel turn of all time, though, if he got up and he gave her the...
The
five-knuckle shove or whatever. he pretended like he was going to propose, and then he just
punched her.
Put her in the STFU or whatever. It was like, never going to marry you still.
I had said that to you guys right before I said, oh my God, is this actually going to be the heel turn?
Yeah. Right.
Like, that would have been the best thing ever.
Would have been amazing.
Yeah. It would have been very good.
I give that proposal 2 stars.
I give that match 1 star.
Yeah, really.
It was just whatever.
It was a piece of crap. The next match after that wasn't. It was actually pretty damn good. And that
pretty good.
Seth Rollins versus Triple H. I want to say one thing, and then we'll talk about the good parts of it.
Okay.
In typical Triple H fashion, 2 things. Overblown entrance, riding the thing down. Now he's in Motorhead this time, I think, is what it was. Or the DOA or something.
Yeah.
And number two, in typical Triple H fashion, it was a little long and it was supposed to be this like epic thing.
Yeah.
Crowd wasn't into it really until the very end. So, folks, why don't you talk amongst yourselves there about this match?
Yeah. I thought it was a good match. It focused a lot on Seth's leg.
Yeah.
Working on his leg. And
it was a good story the whole time.
Yeah. Good story, and he could get some moves off and some other moves he couldn't get off, so that was kind of like the big story going on. There was a couple of good spots. I know Triple H, I believe he slammed Seth or something on a table.
Mm-hmm.
But the real payoff at the end really was, after all was said and done, I actually liked the sequence where they couldn't hit the pedigree on each other. I don't know about you guys. I know you guys were a little...
Donnie made fun of that.
You were making fun of it at the time, but actually, when I thought about it,
you know the two, the old 1920s, workout guys who, jump over each other's backs and stuff? You know what those guys? That's what it looked like to me. It looked like silly, hey, you want to go work out? And they, both jump around at each other.
I don't know. To me, it was... You know how I always talk on the show about how, I like WrestleMania to be, about that reversals of finishers and things like that? That was, it was done in that sort of way where they were like I'm gonna try it now, but then I reverse. But Seth was doing some unique kind of stuff to get out of it, which I thought was unique. He flipped over his head or something, out of a pedigree. It was weird.
It was like they were playing 2K14 and just hitting the reversal button.
Yeah,
like
triangle
really
or
good
something.
At,
yeah,
hitting the reverse button.
It happened a few too many times, in my opinion.
It did.
Okay. Fair enough. But. Yeah, it was a lot of times, but it's WrestleMania. It's supposed to be a little over the top, but
sure,
that's fine though. It's a perfectly normal critique. It might have been too many times.
It was a little overblown.
Yeah,
the match.
I liked the match.
I did too.
I liked it overall. I liked the ending. I liked the story with the knee.
Let's talk about the ending though, because it's something I always like to see is Stephanie getting some comeuppance finally.
Finally, that was nice. She took a table bump.
Yeah,
courtesy of Triple H.
So basically, it went into a sequence where Triple H almost got rammed into Stephanie. He stops himself, turns around, gets hit by a super kick by Seth Rollins, and then Triple H is loopy, and then he falls onto Stephanie and knocks her over, and then she falls through the table. So,
and then he stares at her like an idiot for too long and turns around into a pedigree.
Yeah, it was like, wait a sec, I'm a husband, but wait, I'm a wrestler.
Yeah.
What do I do?
It was
and
good.
Then,
Yeah, I liked it. And I liked that it wasn't overdone where he clotheslined her. Sometimes they take those bumps and then they're just like, it just looks ridiculous. He was trying to kill his wife.
Yeah.
This time it seemed like it actually was an accident. They did a good
tasteful.
Job.
It was it was tasteful. It was classy. It wasn't it's not like this guy's trying to hit his wife on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's it was just...
He fell into
he
her.
He fell by accident.
He messed up.
Knocked her over.
And I thought it was a pretty good match. I would even say it's maybe the best match on the card we've seen so far.
Yeah,
I would say so too.
Honestly.
I don't know if I was to give it stars.
Three and a half.
Three
and three quarter.
I think we said 3.5 to Owens and Jericho.
It
so
was about as good as that.
About as good as that. I don't want to say it's...
It wasn't some classic.
No, it wasn't. Again, and
so
that's
what do
missing.
We have left? What do we have left?
Well, we've got Pitbull, which we're going to fast forward through.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not that tall. Yeah. Next.
We got Pitbull singing.
We've got Roman Reigns versus Undertaker going on last.
There's also the SmackDown Women's Match.
The SmackDown Women's Match, which is
Alexa
her face?
Bliss takes on all comers. That's
cool.
Basically
right.
the style.
Alexa Bliss is what's her face. Yes.
Yeah.
I like her though. She's good. And then of course Brock versus Goldberg, which I can't wait to see the crowd reaction.
Is that the last one?
No,
I think they're going last with Roman Undertaker.
We still don't know yet.
Oh,
but
they're gonna end it like they did last year, just with a bunch of booze. That's kind of
yeah.
Now, Now, folks, obviously, by the time you're listening to this, you do know, but that's kind of why we're doing it this way.
You're going
to
get our live reaction.
We know you've already found out what happened at WrestleMania. You're probably on your way to work or at work or maybe in bed, whatever you're doing. But we thank you for being with us, and we will be right back. Again, no commercial break here, but we will be right back with our thoughts on the next couple matches right after this. Well, welcome to hell back, wrestling fans.
Yeah.
So, well, remember when WrestleMania used to just be this feel-good end of the show?
Yeah.
That's not what we had this year. So we have a few matches to talk about here.
Quite a few.
We had a very nondescript WWE title match between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton.
Yeah, that's the WWE, like, the belt, right?
Yeah.
And that's...
That's the one that, like, Bruno Sammartino held and Hogan.
That match was kind of rushed, huh?
They gave that, like, women's amount match, you know,
yeah.
time. It was bad. And Orton won.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
Great. I there's nothing to say. That nothing fucking happened. Like, it was just like a slow, plodding, nothing match. And then he hits the RKOF from out of nowhere because I guess that's his gimmick.
Yeah.
And he wins and he's the champion and... Great.
And it's Randy Orton, the champion. It's Randy Orton, 2017.
The champion. Yeah.
I'm glad they're saving the big moments for WrestleMania, you know?
I did like his pin. It looked like a toddler roll. It was just kind of...
Oh, he just
laid on him back first.
Yeah, he just laid on him back first. I've seen him do it before, but this one was especially lethargic.
Bray Wyatt was like his pillow.
Yeah.
He just put his head on.
So that was that.
There's nothing to say.
No, like, there's really not.
It's terrible.
It's sad that was the world... That's like the title.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not the title now.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of titles going on around. But I do like when they bring bring in my favorite thing. This is not specific to WrestleMania, but when I used to watch wrestling a few years ago when it was exciting with Daniel Bryan and stuff, they had Bray Wyatt came in with the candles and I was like, "Oh, this is awesome. Yeah. This is the coolest thing ever." And then he jobs to like everybody.
Yeah, he sucks.
And they make him look like the biggest loser in the world. And then they just do the same thing over and over. The guy comes in with candles and he gets his ass kicked. It's like, why do I care about this guy?
Yeah.
His whole posse is, group of scary guys just turned their backs on him. He can't wrestle. It's horrible. It's like really, really bad.
Pretty bad.
And Randy Orton's now a 14-time champion.
Is that 14?
That's what they said. That's what JBL said. And he looks on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
To check it out.
Well, so he's coming close to tying the record with Cena.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
And then we had the other women's match. No, we didn't We had Brock versus Goldberg.
Yeah, Brock versus Goldberg. Yeah.
Oh, God, that was funny.
How long was that? 4 minutes?
It was short.
Four, three.
The best part of it, besides how round Paul Heyman has become, was the match itself because it was short and it was exactly what I wanted to happen.
Yeah, it was just Brock Lesnar beats the shit out of Goldberg. Goldberg got a little offense.
A little.
They had a nice little spot where they went through the barrier there, I guess. I mean, it's okay.
It's like Goldberg cut his head.
Correct me, but I think it was four moves. I think it was spear.
By Goldberg.
Suplex, right?
Suplex.
By Lesnar.
Yeah. Then it was Lesnar's finisher.
The F5.
And the jackhammer.
And then the jackhammer.
I think those are mainly the only four moves they used. Yeah.
They might have danced around a little bit on the ropes, but...
Yeah.
But it's a couple old men just wandering around. It's just...
I was happy Brock won, just because Goldberg shouldn't be, he should be packing my grocery bag at this point, but it's like, it's pretty, pretty unbelievable that match occurred at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
you know what I'm just thinking about when we talk about this is just, we're like retro fans and stuff.
Yes, we are.
And, like, this is the kind of shit that they, like, want us to eat up. It's like, oh, Goldberg.
Yeah.
Like, right? It's like, you remember Goldberg, right?
But
it's
we
like,
also want to be current fans.
Yeah, but I also don't... I don't want to remember Goldberg as a 50-year-old man.
Exactly.
Like, so it doesn't work.
It's like when Bret Hart wrestled McMahon. I didn't like that, and I'm the biggest Bret Hart fan in the world.
That was awful.
That was sad.
Yeah.
That happened, Don. That was very sad.
Yeah, that
in, like,
did
2010.
Happen.
Yeah.
I couldn't even, like, walk or anything.
I don't like when they just... It just kind of ruins people's legacies, and I just think they should just, like, end on a high note, and that's it. Like, even, in any other sport, when the guys make those comebacks, like Michael Jordan playing baseball, it's just, like, it's, like, sad. Like, you're just like, all right, enough. Come on.
Well, don't worry. More legacies will be ruined shortly.
Yes, that's true. But first, the women's match.
Yes.
So that was Alexa Bliss, the SmackDown Women's Champion, and we had Becky Lynch in there as one of the
Mickey
opponents.
Mickey James.
Naomi. Carmella.
Natalya.
And Natalya. And who cares about Natalya?
Yeah, Natalya.
My cat.
That match had zero time. You could tell everything was rushed.
I really liked that match because it was clear right before it. Somebody pulled him aside and said, all right, nobody gives a shit about this match. Yeah. And you have 45 seconds
to rush
all your spots, do all the things you planned.
It was sloppy.
And they were botched. They were botched simply. You could see the time restriction was literally why they were botching, because everything was sped up like 1,000%. Like, they were just going super quick.
If they gave that more time, if they let it breathe a little bit more, that would have been okay.
Those girls couldn't set up a damn thing because they had to do it so fast that they just couldn't.
Everyone just had to get their shit in and go home, basically. Yeah. So it was whatever. It was the cool down the crowd match, you know, the take your piss, get whatever you're going to get from the concessions or
so
whatever.
So you can watch an old man fight a young man.
Now, really, I would have gone to the concessions during the entrances for that match, because Roman Undertaker, the entrances to that were brutal to sit through.
It was like 11:45. Wasn't that show supposed to be 4 hours? It said it on it.
I thought it was.
It was 5 hours. It was, and still.
It ended after midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to the Goldberg and Brock.
Ahead. Sure.
With
go ahead.
The, you know, the cool down match was the girls.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wasn't ever heated up for the other one, so I think if I had to choose my bathroom break, I might have chosen it earlier.
Could have been all three of the main events.
Yeah, really.
It's pretty bad.
It was bad, and, you know, folks, we, Quinn and I, as much as we, our niche is the retro wrestling, and as much as, you know, you can tell from listening to us, we're not entirely satisfied, to put it diplomatically, with the current product. We do go into everything wanting it to be good.
I didn't mean no, but, totally
Shawn
wanted
Michaels.
To, yeah. No, we want it to be good, but the problem is that you get halfway through these, you know, 7 hour spectaculars, you hate it, like, at the end of it.
It really, it burns you out.
Yeah, and I mentioned it before, but I'm not like a huge, you know, I don't know everything about wrestling, but I probably started watching in 97 and ended in maybe 2004 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching now, and it's, I remember being a little kid, like maybe sixth, seventh grade, and being like, oh, Goldberg, this is so cool. And then he lost to Kevin Nash, and I was like, oh, my heart's broken. And now I'm like, why the fuck is Goldberg back over here?
Yeah,
like, it's like the sequel or like the fourth, like shitty movie. Like, like, why do you keep doing the same thing? And I can't stress it enough that it's just so sad, because like, I'm like, oh, I get to relive my childhood, but like, not in a good way, not like in a new way. Like just like the same shitty match. Like, we'll do it four times. Like,
and as we get to this last match, I think one of the themes, like, I know WrestleMania for the past couple of years has had a lot of, like, older guys, right?
This is true.
But
this one had a lot.
However, in the past, even before this one, I swear that it was always compacted into maybe one or two matches.
Yes.
This was spread
old all over the place.
All over the entire show.
Triple H, Chris Jericho, Shane McMahon, the Hardys.
The Hardys.
Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Lesnar almost old.
Yeah.
He teeters on old.
And Randy Orton's getting old.
And Randy Orton's getting up there, and Cena's getting up there.
Cena's getting old.
And it didn't follow any pattern. Like, it wasn't like the young guys came and like it was a change of, you know, like a different era, right?
Right.
It's like some of the old guys won, some of the young guys won. Like,
I'm trying to think. Like, so, like, Orton won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not as many as the old guys won, though.
No.
The Hardys won.
Yeah, the Hardys won. That was one.
But Shane lost.
As he should.
Shane was not a wrestler.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I'm saying. If we count, like, the old guys, I guess the old guys lost most of it, and I guess that's kind of a good segue to the last match here.
Yeah, so after the 15-minute-long entrances, and Undertaker came out, what, halfway through the ramp out of nowhere?
And it still took him a long time to get there.
Still took him a long time.
They gave him a little easier walk.
Yeah.
But
they, obviously, Roman got booed. And
right.
I'm fine with that. And I think he was. He kind of almost embraced it. He didn't specifically play a heel, but he wasn't trying to play a face.
I'll say this.
It was cool.
I know that the crowd noise was all over the place as far as they were controlling it and stuff like that.
Well, during Goldberg, they definitely turned it down.
I feel like they've gotten to the point with Roman Reigns that it's not boos as much as people are just apathetic to the whole thing.
I don't know. I think people were booing him.
No, Don, I heard boos.
They were booing, but in the past, if we go back 1 year ago, it was boo throughout the whole thing. Like, there was you couldn't even hear anything above the boos.
Well, the other thing about it is that it's the last match. If this was mid-card,
it was the last match last year. Remember?
What?
That Triple H versus...
Well, they turned the sound down last year, Quinn.
Well, it's still... I feel like it was more booey.
We're really getting...
Yeah.
The bottom line is...
How many stars on the
booze? People did not... 1.5. People did not cheer Roman Reigns. Can I put it that way?
No, they didn't.
Okay, and he didn't act like they should have.
Yeah.
Was what I was trying
yeah.
to say.
The only thing I was getting at is just that it's not as much a...
I'm going to turn your sound down.
A boo thing as much as I was just saying that, like, I just... I just think they're burned out with Roman Reigns.
They're burned out with the show.
Yes, that too, but...
As am I, if you can't tell by now.
So. I hate to say it, but I don't mind Roman Reigns that much.
I was cheering for him. Yeah, I don't like The Undertaker. Fuck The Undertaker.
I don't mind him. I just didn't like, with Daniel Bryan, that whole thing, when they were shoving down Roman Reigns. You know, but this time he just kind of was like, I was like, okay with him. He did okay, but he did horribly.
Yeah, the match was a piece of shit, Quinn. Yeah.
Oh, it was probably you know how we were doing worst WrestleMania main events?
Yeah, this was probably one of the worst.
I couldn't believe it. I felt like it topped last year.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
It really did because
the Triple H Reigns, yeah.
And if this is the Undertaker's final match with it, appears to be, he botched the ending.
That was
what stuck out
to me. Who botched it, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell.
We'd have to look
back
at the tape.
Someone miscommunicated.
Someone screwed up because Roman went for, like, a spear, but he was on the wrong side of the Undertaker, and then he just, like...
Moved him out of the way.
Yeah, he did a self-defense, like, arm grab.
Yeah,
he did. You know, like, when you're in school, like, oh, lock your wrist, and... Yeah,
and then he's like okay, now I'm going to change sides, and then he speared him.
That
and
was
then
strange.
Him.
And they also botched the Roman tried to do a tombstone reversal to Undertaker, and they
couldn't pick him up. It was like very sad looking.
They botched that like twice.
The whole thing was sad and just stupid.
It was just an odd choice to end WrestleMania.
What a fucking horrible display. Like all of it. I just fuck that match.
It was bad.
Like you can't think of anything better to do than that.
I'm sure they could think of it. They just didn't.
I don't think they
want
can.
To. Sure, they could think.
I could think of a lot of things. Yeah. I think they, with the talent they had on the show, if they just switched the old guys and the new guys, and had the new guys wrestle the new guys and the old guys wrestle the old guys, maybe like in the pre-show, you have like Undertaker fight Triple H or something, and then you have like you know some of the new talents fight each other.
Yeah.
Now you have a show.
Right.
Put a storyline around it.
Yeah.
I'm on board, but I don't want to see the Undertaker.
You realize everything you named is pretty much everything that goes into a wrestling show, though. That means they did everything wrong.
I agree, I just think it's
and I feel like we sound like a broken record like every other thing, but I mean that was like overtly bad.
It was
like,
and I'm sick of the Undertaker. I have been for years.
Yeah,
and whether Brock should have beat him or not at WrestleMania 30, people still debate.
Yeah,
but by now, like, who gives a shit anymore about The Undertaker? Whether this was his first loss, you know, let's say Roman broke the streak, or whether Brock was enough.
Yeah.
He's old.
Well,
and I don't know.
It seems like the
boobies.
End of me and Donnie were.
Yeah,
seeing,
yeah.
He just started taking
his clothes off.
Yes, taking his clothes off.
He looked like grandpa.
Yeah.
Like
coming, getting ready for bed.
Like,
or
getting
something?
Ready for bed, like putting your little shoes in the corner and putting your little sweatshirt off and being like. But the sad thing is, like, when I was watching that match, I was getting, like, sad for The Undertaker. You know, like, the same way you feel, like, you see, like, a Vietnam vet, like, on the street, like, who's, like, you know, like, I can have a sandwich, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was looking at The Undertaker, and I was just like, oh, man, like, this can't be good for your, like, body. Like, you just look so broken.
Yeah.
Like, just please stop. Like, just stop.
I know. It was a bad display. Overall, on the WrestleMania, not a good one. Sorry.
I think it's starting to... The more it's setting in, it's ranking up there under the
with
worst.
One of the worst, right?
Yeah.
And I know people will call it cynical, maybe, but well, not everyone will, but still.
We've seen like everyone. Yeah. How can we not know if it's good or not?
But they might think that you're, you know, they might think you're biased because you like retro, and I don't really like anything that much.
I
watch.
You're pretty neutral,
but you know, like I saw this, and I could give my honest opinion that it sucked, like wholeheartedly. I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
I would have left the movie if I was in the movie.
Yeah,
just a shitty show.
If we weren't recording this, you probably would have left halfway through.
Oh yeah, I absolutely would have.
I don't blame you.
And I would have just been like,
I would have too.
This would have been, you know, I don't know. When I was a kid, you could watch like, you know, WC Thunder or whatever, or like, or just some like shitty show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like WCW show, and it would be. as good as this. You'd watch, like, you know, honestly, this was like
WrestleMania 33, as good as WCW Thunder.
Perfect, because we're going to be reviewing Thunder soon.
Yeah.
And folks, like I've said, don't get used to us talking about the current stuff. We're not here to do that.
Yeah.
We are mainly here to talk about your favorite retro wrestling moments. And next week, we will be back for episode 26 to talk about the retro wrestling. But until then, we want to thank our good friend Donnie Rizzo for stopping by and enjoying WrestleMania with us.
Thank you,
Donnie. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
And for making your debut on the podcast. Yeah. And Quinn, where can people check us out real quick?
On the iTunes, the Google Play Music, the Stitcher, the Blueberry, the
Twitter at OVP Podcast.
Twitter, yeah.
Website, Michael?
OVPPodcast.com.
That's right. So, folks, have a good day. This is our WrestleMania recovery show. Recover from it. We'll be back with you next week to get back into that retro wrestling goodness. Until then, have a great week, folks. We'll see ya.
So long.